B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
Oh, 3 o'clock hour of the Mike Missinelli Show. It's brought to us by Corps Police Bakery and Deli. World famous tomato pie and hoagie party trays. Every bit as good. Yes, it's a pre-Thanksgiving show. Keeping it kind of light, but not really, because I'm asking you to let go of the angst by revealing your true confessions as to what you really feel about. Well, we could take the Sixers in active mode. We could take the Eagles in active mode, but we can extend it further. And what do you see is I'm taking your pulse on what these teams really are, because just a short time ago, I'm thinking maybe August. August was a good month. Oh, look at this football team. Got a chance to get to the Super Bowl. And then on the heels of that, the Sixers with the breakthrough year. And now you go, well, I don't know what they have. Let's go to Paul in Berlin, New Jersey. Paul, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Paul.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
What's up, Paul?
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys. I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener.
Thanks, buddy.
Big fan of the show.
Thank you very much.
I'm calling in regards to your turkey problem, your free turkey.
Yes.
I've worked at a grocery store in the produce department, actually, for the past 12 years. And that's a violation that they didn't give you your turkey breast, you know, for your free voucher. They should have given you that.
I know. I was actually stunned by it.
Our policy is always take care of the customer, usually no matter what.
Uh-huh.
And as long as it was equal or lesser value, I think they're in the wrong for that. That's
you know, maybe there wasn't a supervisor there when I went that late.
And it, honestly, it depends on the manager on duty. And it depends on the day he's having. But
yeah.
Where I work, you would get that 100% of the
time. I mean, they were emphatic. No.
Yeah, that's... I don't know where you shop, but might want to consider
Going to my friendly neighborhood grocery store. I've never had a problem. I enjoy my friendly neighborhood grocery store.
Well, it is a very hectic week for us in these grocery stores, so maybe they're just having a bad day or something.
Yeah, probably. All right, buddy. Thanks for checking in.
Yeah, you got it.
All right, man. You know, I even tried to sneak it.
What you mean?
Well, you like took it to the register and pretended like you didn't know?
I know. I got the turkey breast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm checking out. And I tried to put the certificate with the barcode.
Oh, scan it.
Scan the certificate and barcode, thinking I could trick the barcode machine. And it went,
Oh, man.
And of course, somebody has to come over. And somebody comes over and goes, no, that's not included in the free turkey. I go, okay, I got that message. What are you going to do?
That's tough. Now, we got good news for the 3 o'clock hour.
Well, we do what?
No one got any questions right at the 2 o'clock
hour. So there's two trucks of snacks available for this hour.
Yes.
Well, there you go.
I have to say the general knowledge, without me even doing anything, has become my favorite thing, because people can't seem to ever get any of the questions
No,
right.
But we have, you know what? We only did a couple.
How many did you do?
We only did two.
You did more than
three.
Two.
We did three.
Oh, yeah, because somebody else turned hour. It down.
Right.
Somebody else went long with their call, so they ran out of time.
Yeah.
All right,
let's go. Kevin, Northeast Philly. Kevin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kevin.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Kev?
How are you?
Good.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
You too, buddy.
I mean, my pulse on the Eagles and the Sixers is they're both mediocre teams. I can't see them. You know, I mean, the Eagles shooting for the stars, and they're a 500 team to me. I can't see, you know, there's no upside right now, and the Sixers have no identity. They're not, you know, I mean, you got 7-footers shooting 3-pointers, which who should be in the paint, and I mean, you got to get an identity to be a solid team, and they don't have one right now.
I unfortunately think you're right. At this particular time, you are right. So I'm allowing for the growth. Do you see any growth? Forget the Eagles, because we know there's no growth there. The best they can do is win a division and get a playoff game that they may or may not win. But as far as the Sixers go, do you see growth by the end of the year where they become a real viable championship-type team?
If you put the players in the right positions where they're supposed to be and not, you know, like I said, have a 7-footer outside thinking he's a point guard, and you know?
Yeah, I mean,
it's so frustrating when he runs down the court and just pulls up at the three-point line and takes a three-pointer.
I get it, but he also makes those. And that's actually a good part of him making it is actually a good part. You can't expect that he is going to go down low on every possession. Those days in the NBA are over.
Yeah, true. I agree with that, but he's got to get down there a little more than he does.
Yeah, especially in a zero-point game, I hear you. All right, let's see if you can win a snack truck and some Temple tickets.
All right, now, this is questions
in music. So these are the artists asking the particular question in the song. So the question is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?
That's Queen.
That is Queen. Hold on a second. There it is.
First winner.
First correct answer to the day.
First qualifier. Yes.
First qualifier.
Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality.
Yeah, you're a big Queen fan.
I am.
I'm not. Really? Yeah, I'm not. Why? Does that surprise you?
I mean, Freddie Mercury is incredible.
Give you all you could want.
I could sit here and say Freddie Mercury is the greatest frontman singer and greatest rock singer of all time and also say I'm not that fond of the Queen.
That's fine, because that you're still recognizing greatness.
Yeah.
That's the thing about me.
Yeah, because he might be the best frontman. Right.
I don't get swayed by likes and dislikes to acknowledge talent.
I got you.
Like the Tiger Woods principle.
Right. You don't like him, but you know he's the greatest.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
Fair.
Let's go to Gene in Doylestown. Gene, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Gene.
How are you today, Michael? Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Gene. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. I just wanted to talk about the Eagles and the fact that, you know, to me, things are looking kind of up for them because, again, maybe I wear rose-colored glasses, but that game was there to be won Sunday. Even though Carson Wentz may have had his worst professional game yet, they turned the ball over, what, 3-4 times. And that game was still there to be won. And the reason that is, as far as I'm concerned, is because of the way our defense is playing. And I think at this point, our defense is good enough to beat the teams remaining on our schedule. With the exception of Dallas, we're going to have some help from the offense in that game. But outside of that, I think things look good for the Eagles. I'm not down on them at all. I see them winning this division and, you know, getting healthy and possibly taking a playoff game at this point.
Hmm.
You know, getting Deshaun back for the playoffs will be a huge boost.
Yeah, I don't actually think that's going to happen. But I don't think the question is whether they're going to beat the remaining teams. But you yourself said that you don't know what's going to happen against Dallas. Really, that's the only game that you have to look at and zero in on. Are they capable of winning that game to win the division?
Again, I guess it depends on what team shows up, you know?
Well, yeah, obviously. But I want to know, I want to go by your feel, because you're giving me, like, bravado on one hand, and you're pulling it back with the other.
Well, again, my feel is that they're going to beat them. I think what they, you know, they have that drubbing that Dallas handed them earlier in the year in the back of their mind. And I can't see them letting that happen again. I really think, you know, revenge is going to be a huge factor in this game. You know, and again, just how healthy can we be going in? Because that makes all the difference.
Mm-hmm.
I like what, you know, the contributions the Ward made in the game this weekend. I like that a lot. Some things that do bother me is, you know, I don't know why these other coaches can't take a page out of Wayne Vigneault's book and call their superstars out.
Oh, AV.
Yeah, it seems like they're afraid to say.
Yeah, but in hockey, you can get away with that a little more than you can get away with in other sports because hockey players are not spoiled brats. No, that's the fact. It really is. They're it's a different species of player.
Because, I mean, it appears to have worked. Everyone that he called out is playing much better.
Yeah, again, it's hockey. All right, let's go with the general knowledge question for you.
Okay.
What creature from Greek mythology has a single eye on the center of his forehead?
That would be a cyclops.
That is correct. Cyclops is correct. We're on a roll. You do agree with that. Yeah, a hockey coach can be a little more heavy-handed than a regular coach.
Yeah.
Regular sports.
Different game. Mm-hmm. The other part is it didn't work for Ghost, though. Working for some guys.
Well, Ghost is a little spoiled. He's a Florida kid.
Well, I'm just saying. Ghost is.
He's not like a Canadian kid who has, you know, he grew up playing in sunny Florida.
Yeah.
So he had a little, you have to work as hard.
You know, the funny part, though, is
what?
That's been going on in the NBA for a while. We mm-hmm. think that it's brand new. Even Popovich doesn't really call his guys out in public. He'll mm-hmm. get snarly and be mean to the media. But he doesn't really call his guys out in public like that. I don't know.
No.
I just don't think that's, it does. I don't know if that works.
Calling out guys?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't
publicly.
Work.
I don't think that.
It doesn't because their egos have been pumped up for years prior to them getting there.
Yeah.
So they're used to being treated a certain way. And it doesn't, all that brings is resentment instead of bringing out better,
right.
In my opinion.
I think you're right. It would be, I mean, maybe, I probably, that'll be Brett Brown's Hail Mary. Mm-hmm. Like, he has to save that for when he thinks he might lose his job. You do that as the Hail Mary to try to keep your job.
Now, the one hammer they do have is playing time. But again, you're being judged on wins and losses. Even if you're a college kid, you're being judged on wins and losses. So, you have the hammer playing time. If you want to cut off your nose and spite your face, then knock yourself out. Most coaches don't have the courage to do that.
Right. Like, if you bench Embiid in that fourth quarter because he's giving you nothing, mm-hmm. that's fine if you win. But then if you lose that game, if you do and you're wrong, then everybody says, why'd you bench a guy? He would have gotten it together had you put him in.
There's too much at stake anymore for the play games like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably not, you know, it's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. Mac in Harrisburg. Mac, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, Mike, I lost my enthusiasm for the Eagles.
You did?
The lack of adherence to the game.
Yeah.
The coaches. In fact, I'll tell you what. Doug Peterson sounds like Andy Reid when Andy Reid got fired. Giving us song and dance, or I got to do a better job of coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And he sounds like a politician. Who thinks they can talk to us like we're stupid?
Well, they all do it, though. Carson Wentz said that about 100 times. I got to do a better job. It's all on me.
Yeah. What kind of baloney is that now?
Well, what do you expect them that they're going to say? You see, that's why I really don't give any regard to what they say after games and
coming
into games, you know, because it's all, they're just trying to make themselves look as good as they can, and they're not really telling you the truth.
And I think if Dallas wins tomorrow night and Eagles win on Sunday, then the Eagles are in the driver's seat.
Yeah, well, they're in the driver's seat. All they have to do is win the rest of their games and beat Dallas. If they went out there in the driver's seat.
That's a tall chore.
It is, but who can they lose to here? Do you think they can actually lose to these crappy teams? Can they lose to Miami this weekend?
Well, sometimes the way they play, I think they could.
Well, I don't know if they can. I don't even, you know, this defense is playing a lot better, and a team like Miami is not going to beat them, I don't think, simply on defense. So their offensive responsibilities don't even have to be that much.
Fair enough.
All right, man. You want a general knowledge question?
Well, no, if I would win, give it to somebody.
We'll give it to somebody else.
All right, appreciate that.
All right, this is a Thanksgiving question. And the question is, what ship brought the pilgrims to the United States?
That'd be the Mayflower.
That's correct. All right, it is the Mayflower. Now, I don't know how we're going to save that for somebody, but
he just qualifies. We can't. We just can't.
Maybe the truck can drive itself to Harrisburg.
Yeah, get out there.
Snack truck.
Mac, we're looking for Mac out here. Y'all know Mac? Hey, he's over there at the coffee shop.
Let's go to Duck in Philly. Duck, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Duck.
Mike, you miss. How you doing,
What's man? Going on, Duck?
All right, Tyrone, Natalie, how you guys doing? Happy holidays to everybody.
You too, buddy.
Get right to it, man. I mean, we got no accountability, man, on neither one of these teams, you know? And it's just... Tyrone was saying, you know, somebody's got to say something, but, you know, might want to hold it. I think it don't need to come from the coach. It needs to be the players, man, you know?
Yeah.
The same way, if you watch the game, the Seahawks offensive lineman, he got on the offense. I think it was after the interception or whatever, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He had the whole offense on the sideline, and he was, you know, it was a player out there, but he was a general on the field, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And we don't have that, man, on neither one of these teams. You know, and it's sad to say, but, man, I'm looking forward to next year, man. I just want to see what the draft is going to do, because, I mean, if you remember last year, Mike, when we played Tampa Bay, nobody thought, you know, Tampa Bay was going to beat us, you know, because we had just came off. We were hot off the Super Bowl year and all that good stuff. Our defense was supposed to be top-notch. And Fitzpatrick just gave us a 400-yarder. Remember that?
Yeah. What are you saying here? Are you saying the Eagles are in danger?
How's everyone doing?
On Sunday to Brian Fitzpatrick?
I mean, listen, man, I'm just saying, they wide receivers are better than ours. Fitzpatrick ain't scared to sling it. He don't care about an interception, man.
I'd say, wouldn't that be the ultimate kick in the rear end?
What's the line?
Tyrone, what's the line? 7.5?
It's up to 9.5.
It's up to 9.5.
It's open to 7.
They're not going to lose this game.
The Eagles do not respect the spread. Like, I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah,
they don't respect it.
Yeah, but I mean, that's an indication of how much better the Eagles are, even in their weakened state.
Listen, man, I got my Carson Wentz shirt on right now, Captain Wentz, man. Mm. You hear me?
All right.
But it hurts my heart, man, and it's like, I can't believe in these guys. I can't trust these guys, man.
I got you. All right, man, I got a general knowledge question with your name on it.
All right, I'm ready to go.
All right, what did we just do, Tyra?
Mayflower.
Is it the Mayflower?
Yeah.
Oh, so we're in Legendary Deeds? All right, we're in Legendary Deeds. All right, this deed was he out-wrestled a bear at age 3. Who was the deed doer?
Out-wrestled a bear?
Yes, out-wrestled a bear at age 3.
Hercules?
No, it's not a Hercules. It's a frontiersman. All right, well, it's Davy Crockett,
really?
King of the Wild Frontier.
He wrestled a bear, huh?
Yes, he did.
3 years old. Says who?
3 years old.
Says who, him?
Says legend.
Yet he died at the Alamo.
Do you remember? It was written in a tree. Mm. Wrestle a bar. He spelled it B-A-R.
It was probably actually a squirrel.
Yeah, he probably did wrestle that.
See, the legendary Davy Crockett, King of the Wild Frontier. Come on, Taro.
I don't know nothing about Davy Crockett. Other than that,
Davy Crockett.
What kind of hat did he wear?
Was a man of the wild.
No.
Raccoon hat.
Yeah.
Oh.
Raccoon tail.
I thought
hat.
You were going to say the pot on his head. That's Johnny Appleseed.
Yeah, but it was a hat with a raccoon tail.
Yeah. I was confused
Davy
the two.
Crockett. It was like the Revenant. Davy Crockett was like the Revenant.
Wow. He was?
Yeah, kind of. He was a king of the wild frontier.
I understand.
Aaron in Norristown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Aaron.
Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Aaron? How you doing?
Pretty good. I'm pretty optimistic. It's actually the only team I'm not optimistic about is the Phillies, because unlike the other three teams, until they get pitching, they're not viable as a contender. And I don't see them getting pitching, so... But, I mean, the Sixers, you know, considering the past 35 years, they're about as contendable as they could be. Mm-hmm. The Eagles, they can contend. And the team that you don't seem to be watching, the Flyers, who are literally going through a gauntlet of a schedule. They've got more games this November than any November since 1991. They're 12-7-5. They've beaten a tough, tough, tough schedule. They just held one of the best offensive teams, Vancouver, to 17 shots. I mean, they are a playoff team, Michael. They're 25 games into the season, and they're only getting, if you want to be about optimistic, they have a chance to get better than, of the four teams with anticipatory seasons this past year, they may exceed all four, including the Sixers and what they do in the playoffs, the way they're playing against top teams.
Correct!
Oh. Listen, man, I can't douse your enthusiasm about the Flyers. You get more enthusiastic as the days go on.
Michael, I'm
just riding with you, man. From your lips to the NHL's ears, bro.
Let me give you a stat. You know what was interesting Monday night? Both MVP candidates had 0 points. Giroux and Embiid.
Yeah.
They both had 0 points Monday. And you know how guys were talking about those 4-point night that Giroux had Saturday?
Uh-huh.
in the eight games prior, I'm sorry, the six games prior and the two games since, he's had one more point than you, and you haven't suited up. But he's MVP candidate.
Yeah, I gotcha. it's funny how you can love the Flyers and hate Giroux in the same sense.
He's perfectly suited now. He's being reduced to like a second line winger, which is exactly what he is. The first line is led by Couturier. He's a second line winger, which is fine, and he'll be good.
That's
when they
not
get the
true.
Actually, it is true. If you actually watch the sport, he's even fourth, like third or fourth on the team in points. Which he has 8 points in three games and nine in the remaining 21. Uh-huh. Exactly what he does. He's a non-factor in most games that they play. Yeah. But he's good at face-offs and he kills penalties. So he's adamotes at the waning end of his career.
All right, man. You get off your chest? You want a general knowledge question?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Questions in music. Now, this is a lyric in music that asked a question. The question is, should I stay or should I go? Who did the song?
The Class?
Correct! Oh, you pulled that one out. Should I stay or should I go?
Yeah.
What are you booing him for?
Because I don't like Aaron from this town. That's why. Because I don't like him.
I don't like Aaron.
He's causing hate all the time. He's so full of hate.
Yeah, but then he's so high on the Flyers right now.
But they not going to get where he thinks they're going to go if Giroux doesn't play for him. You can't rely on all those kids in the big moments. You're going to need veterans. You need Giroux. So he can't. He's contradicting himself. You know, in the big moments, because he's been there before. He's played well in the playoffs. If they're going to make a run, it's got to be off the kids will help, obviously, but the captain's going to have to contribute. Therefore, he'll be watching the game. Giroux will have two goals, and he'll be mad. That's not a real fan. He's mad, Giroux. Those 4 points, so what? Like, that's a hater. That's not a fan.
Can I get a little Davy Crockett, King of the Wild Frontier? It's a song. Can I get a little of that?
Is it this one? I had it queued up, but I don't know if this is the right one.
On a mountaintop in Tennessee, dream of staying in the land of the free. Raised in the woods, those he knew every tree. Killed him a barf when he was only three.
Killed him a barf.
There it is.
Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
See? There you go.
Bought single
hand. Killed a barf when he was three. A B-A-R. And the piece wasn't. And carved it in a tree. Come on, Tyrone.
It's very smart.
You're lacking Davy Crockett knowledge.
You're right. All right, nothing on Davey.
All right, 610-632-0975, back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show. To 97.5, The Fanatic.
It's time for an update on our Twitter poll. And the Twitter poll is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons with Natalie Agonoff. Natalie.
Thanks, Mike. Over 1,300 votes on this one so far. How are you feeling right now about Philadelphia sports? 37% are optimistic. 63% are pessimistic.
All righty, 63. It's inching up there.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Art in Bluebell. Art, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Art.
Hello.
Hello, Art.
How are you?
Good.
So here's my gig. For Eagles, I'll leave them alone because Carson has a lot of problems over there with the coaching, with the players sick or out and all that. Sixers is another story. And the other thing is with them, the Sixers, Carson at least has a desire to improve. He wants to be better. I don't think Simmons or Embiid are professional enough. They don't have a desire to improve. How do you go into Toronto after what happened last year and not be psyched up? They were more psyched up to beat Jimmy Butler. And when they got to Toronto, and you tell me without Kawhi, Ibaka, and Lowry, and they lose to that team? Toronto Raptors without Kawhi, Ibaka, and Lowry, they beat the Sixers.
Ibaka, but it's okay. Ibaka is his Irish cousin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's
but that's
a disgrace.
All right.
It's okay. They don't care. They are playing around. They're not professional. They don't take their job seriously. And it's hard to watch
anymore.
Listen, I know that loss is infuriating, but you know, there were some guys that they did have the lead in that game. So it wasn't like they folded. They just
right, they had the lead, and then they would have won the game if he wasn't in the last 2 minutes. And the coach doesn't have the guts to play the best players that night, and the guy didn't have it, so sit him for 2 minutes and win the game. That's all. The coaches are scared of the players.
Well, listen, can you really guarantee that you'd be better off without Joe? Just because he didn't score any points to that extent, that doesn't mean you can't get a big play out of him. I mean, he still is a 7-2 center and get to the basket and get to the foul line. It's not, you know, it's not like you're hurting you're helping your team by keeping him off there.
Well, that night, I think you would have helped your team.
Yeah, I don't agree, but I get it. You want a general knowledge question?
Sure.
All right, let's go with, we're back to the general knowledge
Taylor
category.
Taylor Bork roll.
Yeah, that's not the answer.
Yeah.
The question is, what is the currency of the Philippines?
Oh, you got to be kidding. Well, you know what? The last time I was there,
it's actually an easy one because it's the currency of Hispanic countries.
Oh, well, the peso.
That's correct. It's the peso. All right, we're gonna give you that, but we're not gonna be happy about giving you that. Apparently, with Tyrone, because you went Obaka first of all to get under his skin, right?
Obaka.
Twice
he goes Obaka.
Obaka.
I don't mean to hit the who. It's like a reflex.
No, I know it is.
I don't mean to.
Now, you know you've pronounced something wrong when you hit the who.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not me hitting the who. It's Tyrone's got the who button.
Yeah.
I don't mean to.
Because Horton, here's a who. And he pushes the button right away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Obaka. Who's
Jerome
that?
In Sicklerville. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jerome.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
What's going on, buddy?
All right. I'm not going to really get on Carson at all. I'm not. I know everybody wants mm-hmm. to. I just can't figure out. Doug Peterson was never a star, but he was a quarterback in the league. How does he let our franchise quarterback just his fundamentals on how to go?
Dude, you want to answer that phone? Might be the IRS or something.
No, I doubt it.
All right, no. Okay.
Sorry, Mike.
That's
it. How does he let him lose those fundamentals, go back set into? I mean, that's all out of whack. How does a quarterback, our coach, let this happen to our star quarterback? I don't understand it.
What do you mean, how's the coach let it happen to him?
I mean, he is the coach, and he used to be a quarterback in this league for a lot of years.
On one hand, you're right, because you can facilitate it a little better and make it easier for the guy. But at the end of the day, has the guy forgotten how to play the position? I mean, what do you do about that as a coach?
Yeah, I understand that, but obviously there's things going on with the line and all that stuff, and who knows what it is, but...
No, you're right about that. You have to understand the weaknesses of your team and make it easier for your quarterback to succeed with those weaknesses around you. I totally agree with you there.
And, you know, it's just sad to see because, like I said, I'm not going to beat on the guy because I believe he's a franchise quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to get him back to what he was. I know he can get there. Whether or not Peterson's the one, I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Listen, I got you, Jerome. It's time for general knowledge. The Thanksgiving quiz.
Okay.
I know we're still on the Pilgrims, right? What colony did the Pilgrims found?
What colony did they?
And for extra credit, what was Malcolm X's reaction to that? In the movie by Spike Lee.
We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us.
That's exactly right, Jerome. Hold on a second. You're a qualifier. Bang. How about that? Wait, he wasn't going to get the question until I went Malcolm X.
Then he, boom, clicks in.
That's amazing.
Yeah. That was fantastic. It's a good hit while you. That was a great hit.
What?
Great hint.
All right, let's go Jim in Havertown. Jim, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, Jim, guys, how is it?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
All right, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
You too.
Long time. Like, I like saying that.
Yes.
It's his first time. I like that. Dude, is this kid going to turn into RG3? Is he going to bury me for all the accolades I've given him and turn into RG3? Is that what's going to happen to this kid? What's going on?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. I really don't.
I don't think so either.
I think he has a crisis of confidence right now.
Yeah. He did that weird thing Sunday, Mikey. He did prior in a crucial play on the goal line. He steps back when he's looking, searching around for somebody to throw to. You ever notice that? He gets away with it from his mechanics. And instead of stepping through and stepping forward, he stepped back and tried to flick the ball.
Yes.
And he's so athletically gifted he can get away with that on a practice field or fooling around or something. But, man, somebody needs to hammer him on mechanics. I'm telling you, dude, I don't think he's being coached like he used to be coached.
I think he's got the yips a little bit. I think he's very unsure of himself.
I hope he doesn't have the yips. I think he's
very stiff.
Yeah.
And there's things, something has to loosen up for the kid. A bad team could loosen that up for you.
We got to start with the yips already, Mike. We're going to have two stars with yips. We got Ben Simmons refusing to shoot the ball because of the yips.
That's not the yips. That's a mental, like, I refuse to do it. Not the yips.
Yeah. Well, other people say he's scared, Mike. You say he refuses, and other people say he's scared.
Well, I whatever it is, it's not good.
Yeah. It's not comfortable to watch, that's for sure.
General knowledge, legendary deeds. I'm going to give you a deed. Uh-huh. You tell me who did it. Allegedly, he shot 38 under par the first time he played golf.
Jesus. I have no idea.
I'll go
Bagger Vance.
No, that's incorrect. This is like a fairy tale, but it is out there. Kim Jong Il. Not Un. Il.
The dad.
What?
The father.
Yeah.
He shot 38 under par.
Yeah, it's like Davy Crockett.
It's ridiculous.
Legend. Yeah, yeah. It's impossible.
Yeah, so he made it up himself.
He also sent out a press release one time talking about the construction that had been built under him in 1 year. Only it was took LA's and photoshopped it over and over again. The same buildings overgrown. Said North Korea did it in 1 year under his rule. It's kind of what it does.
Nice to be a dictator, I guess.
Say what you
do
want.
Do whatever you want.
Nobody's going to question
it. It's frankly Trumpian in his untruth.
Sure is.
Well, since you brought it up.
Yes, today. The president of the United States sent out a tweet with his head superimposed on Rocky.
Yeah.
The Rocky poster.
No explanation.
Very disturbed.
No words or
very
anything.
Very disturbed.
Yes.
And then I just said, really? And people got mad. That's not a political statement. I literally don't know. What we're as Americans are supposed to take from
the message is he is the ultimate underdog who's going to win.
But he lost in Rocky 1. Apollo won. That's my problem. Apollo won. But he gave it a good fight.
The Rockyan story is not that he lost. The Rockyan story is that he rose up to be champion. And that's what the message that the president is trying
to send out. So that was from Rocky 2.
Because
Clubber beat him 2 and 3. You got to be careful. Which Rocky you get.
Just leave Rocky alone. Why do you got to bring Rocky into it? Just leave Rocky alone, okay? He's ours.
Well.
I was just confused. It wasn't a political thing. I was literally just confused. Like, what am I supposed to do with this? I got Trump on Rocky's body. What am I supposed to do with this?
Somehow has a kinship with Rocky, apparently. 610-632-0975. We had one line open that's just been filled. It's General Knowledge Wednesday. You can win yourself a snack truck and some Temple tickets, and we're back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show. It's 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 3:50 on the Mike Missinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's a Thanksgiving Day, pre-Thanksgiving Day show. And we're kicking around stuff. And the main thing we're kicking around is where are we now as a fan base in regards to our teams? The faith. What has happened to it? The fate. As I said in that episode of Seinfeld. What do you like most, George, about the fate? I think I like the hats.
Yeah.
See, I'm out of my mind right now.
Yeah, that's when the girl ordered the lobster. She was being
Was that
Vienna Orthodox, yeah.
No, that wasn't the one. That was a different one. The nun fell for Kramer.
Yeah.
In the fate. But that wasn't the lobster where they went.
No. The girl, when he went to dinner with her, he's like, order anything you want. She ordered the lobster after she told him that it was over because he wasn't that fake.
Really?
Yeah, she ordered the lobster because he told her, you know how cheap George was. He said, order anything.
Oh,
he
tells her she was a member of the fake.
Yeah, she starts crying. And then when she comes, she orders the lobster, even though she said it was over.
Same episode, the nun in the fate fell for Kramer, and he had to put the Kvorka on with the, what was it, the garlic?
Yeah, so
he stunk.
Yeah, we showed up at the end.
And she went back to the fate.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name? Sister what?
Roberta?
It is ridiculous. Sister Roberta is right.
Roberta, yeah.
That's awesome. That's a good pull by you.
There we go.
Let's go, Greg in Bethlehem. Greg, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Greg.
Hey, guys. I'm still trying to sort out the Eagles dilemma. And one of the things that I noticed, and you probably have too, I guess, although I haven't heard anybody really talking about it much, is how predictable it seems their patterns are or their plays are. I wonder if do you think Peterson ever changes that card that he reads off of?
I think their intentions are good, right? Where I think they fail is they can't like this next man up thing. They think they can do the same thing with lesser personnel, which is a flaw, I think, in their coaching philosophy. And also, during the game, I don't think he's a great thinker of adapting to what they don't have.
No. Well, it doesn't seem like he recognizes the opportunities. I he seems like he has preconceived what he's going to run and doesn't adjust for the circumstance.
I agree with you. Now, let's take, for instance, last game, okay? He's lost his whole right side of the offensive line.
Right.
Now, you got to adapt to that. You've got a lot of coaches. You've got an ability to think. You go, I can't do certain things now.
Right.
And I don't think he thinks that way.
No, he seems to feel like, his game plan is going to beat anybody. And let's just do it, you know. And I don't know.
You know, it is possible that this is going way out there now. Now, he was a backup quarterback for his entire existence, right? And he was a third stringer most of the time, right? So when he got into the game, it was like he was supposed to think, there's nothing different about this. I got to execute, you know? So I got to execute. Like, I can't think that I'm a lesser quarterback. So I don't know if that bleeds in or not, but it seems fairly logical that he would think that way.
The thing, you know, if you watch the guys like Andy Reid, for instance, you know, he'll run four or five different plays off of the same set.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't seem like Peterson has that. You watch the defense, and they see the set, and you watch the defense creeping over, you know, because they know what's coming.
Yeah. Yeah, I got you, man. I don't know what to tell you. It's flawed thinking. Yeah, they're not going to get a new coach because there's no way they're going to fire
an OC then.
Well, I think that's definitely going to happen.
You know, that's what they need.
Yeah, it's definitely going to happen in the next, after the season becomes whatever it's going to become. All right, general knowledge question for you. Questions in music. These are the question that is asked in the song. All right. So let's go with this one here. What's love got to do with it?
Oh, man. That's a violation.
What's love got to do with it? Blank? Sing it in your head.
It's in my head.
Uh-huh.
I can't get it out.
Who did it? Oh. That would be Tina Turner.
She just turned 80 yesterday.
Is that right?
Yeah. Can you believe it? Or if it wasn't yesterday, it was the day before. She turned 80 this week. 80 years old.
Well, I remember when I was a kid. You know, they used to have variety shows.
Yeah.
I wish I could bring one of those back.
We should.
And she was always was I could Tina Turner review on the variety show, whosever variety show it was. And she, like, there's long legs, up, down the legs.
She's fantastic.
And Ike's got the guitar. And he turned out to be a creep.
He was a terrible creep.
Yes, little bit.
I've actually seen clips of her and Cher performing together, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
On
so
the variety
good.
Shows back then.
She had that good hair, man. I loved her hair back then.
That's good hair. Then she ended up having good wigs.
Was that a wig that she was
wearing? She did both. She did both.
Love Tina. Icon.
She certainly wasn't.
But he should have gotten it because of the big movie. Angela Bassett, Lawrence Fishburne, also
that's right.
The movie, too. There's no reason not to get that answer.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah, they both got nominated for the Oscar for
was
that.
Was that after Boys in the Hood?
Yes.
It was?
Yep.
Furious Styles. It will always be Furious Styles to me. He is like the Black Atticus Finch. No?
All right.
You know, he's that kind of dad, respectful dad.
He
learned some lessons off of.
No, you did for sure. End up taking the gun from Cuba.
That's right.
Hugging him.
He's got the silver balls waiting for Trey to come home.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to 4 o'clock hour. Tim McManus in the 4 o'clock hour on the Mike Mussinelli Show.